the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere. I'm not your
stepping stone. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Fancy Brian, I don't know if you're aware, but the Freedom Convoy is going to be honking its way through Wisconsin. They may already be here. In fact, we've got a Cub reporter on the scene. Expected arrival in the Portage area between 4 and 5 p.m. I've been getting updates all day long. And there is an expected crowd at a truck stop in the Portage area of perhaps as many as 1,500 trucks.
Really?
According to the organizers. That's what they're trying to prepare people
that's
for.
A lot of shrunken brainheads.
So we've got Pizza Box Mike, our own Devil Radio Cub reporter, on the scene up at the truck stop in the Portage area of Wisconsin. It's a little north of Madison, about an hour. So Pizza Box will be checking in the next hour. 844-967-2789. If you got, you know, an update on a trucker convoy going up I-94, you let us know. But I've got a little more reporting of Roger Stone. And let's not forget, there's 20-something hours of videotape. But here I thought was an interesting one. Here is some reporting from the Daily Beast. Roger Stone got caught calling Trump the greatest single mistake in U.S. history. Oh, yeah, it's on videotape. That's not going to age well.
How dare you take me saying the thing that I said and then playing it back?
Roger Stone will have some serious splaining to do the next time he sees Donald Trump. Stone, Trump's most trusted advisor for decades, was reportedly caught talking trash about the former president, going so far as to call him the greatest single mistake in American history. And I don't think that's hyperbole, Roger Stone. The Washington Post has obtained extraordinary documentary footage of Stone as he worked to overturn the 2020 election. In one section filmed on Joe Biden's inauguration day, the Post reports that Stone can be seen in a car with the filmmakers when he lets rip on Trump. After describing his ally as America's worst ever mistake, Stone said Trump would regret failing to pardon himself, saying a good long sentence in prison will give Trump a chance to think about it because the Southern District is coming for him and he did nothing. Let's not forget the Stone plan. Pardon everybody. That was the Stone plan. Blanket pardons for Roger Stone, for Donald Trump, for all the Republican congressional conspirators. And Cipollone was the guardrail. Cipollone, the White House counsel at the time, said, "You're not doing that."
Man,
and apparently Trump got talked out of it.
All I know is that Roger Stone, you get used to it. Listen, Crudy and I and Dom and a lot of us at this station have been, you know, talking trash about Trump and getting taped, you know, for a long time. You get used to it. It's actually kind of fun.
Unless you're Trump's buddy and you were hoping to dine at Mar-a-Lago down at the buffet.
Are you saying we're not friends?
With Trump? Probably not. Although Dom did shake his hand. After his rant, Stone is reported to have turned to the filmmakers and said, "Obviously, if you use any of that, I'll murder you." It's almost like he didn't want that statement getting out in public, Fancy Brian.
That's not something you should do when you've, I don't know, just talked to a bunch of documentarians that you've just signed to let them document you. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
They're always filming, right? Always be recording. Someone said that to me today. I said I thought it was always be closing, but, you know, I came from the sales side. So anyways, that's a little fresh reporting on Roger Stone. Apparently not a big fan of the former president in light of the fact that the former president didn't give him another blanket pardon for his January 6th activities. Let's go back to the Washington Post for just a bit longer. Stone was transported and guarded on January 5th by multiple Oath Keepers. The filmmaker's footage and other video posted online show. And four Oath Keepers escorted Stone back to the Willard after a speech about 8 p.m. Two of the Oath Keepers who were with Stone, Joshua James and Brian Ulrich, Ulrich, were later charged with seditious conspiracy after allegedly storming the Capitol. So Roger Stone's very bodyguards, the Oath Keepers that were guarding him on January 5th, stormed the Capitol on January 6th. One of them, I believe, has already pled and been convicted of seditious conspiracy. I hope Roger Stone doesn't get caught up in any of that mess because he was very clear, you know, that January 6th stuff, he wanted no part of that. A third Mark Grodz admitted in a plea deal. Oh, it's Mark Grodz that admitted in a plea deal that he traveled to the D.C. area from Alabama with two guns and joined fellow members in the Capitol riot. But back to January 5th and Roger Stone's, you know, his plans for the evening. At about 8:50 p.m. on January 5th, after the Danish filmmakers had left him, Stone exited the Willard again with his bodyguard, off-duty New York City police officer Sal Greco. A live stream video shows their destination was unclear, but Stone said he had a 9 p.m. appointment to get his hair done, to get his hair dyed.
At 9 p.m.?
At 9 p.m., and he's got a shock of white hair, right? So as near as I could, what, do you whiten your white hair, Roger Stone?
I mean, he's got to go to someone's place, obviously, but the 9 o'clock appointment, that must be a pain in the ass.
A little bit more. He was a busy man working hard, Roger Stone. Early on January 6th, as thousands gathered at the Ellipse just south of the White House, Stone tended to a side business. He had a side gig, helping felons get requests for pardons on Trump's desk before he left office. You know, a little side gig. Stone's activities were part of a bustling market at the time in which well-connected lobbyists, lawyers, and others brokered large fees to seek clemency for their clients. In his Willard suite, away from the camera but still wearing a mic. Oh, you got a live mic on. Stone spoke on the phone with a man representing someone named Henry. The man said they were willing to pay up to $100,000 but stressed everything would have to be legal. Oh, that could be a problem. Actually, it is legal, Stone said, of such arrangements accurately. Do you know you can effectively buy yourself a pardon? You can lobby yourself a pardon. You can pay an agent to seek a pardon on your behalf, seek clemency from the president. So that part of the day's activities were not illegal. Roger Stone was completely within his
that's legal way grounds. More. That's way more actual help than actually buying indulgences were.
Well, here's what Roger Stone said at the time. If I didn't have a really good chance of getting this done, I wouldn't take the money. Stone said, claiming he was to meet officials involved in the process that evening. I'm going to have a little bit of input into the final list, he said. Over the previous several months, the filmmakers had recorded Stone working to obtain pardons for other felons. In October of 2020, a call to one prisoner's representative, Stone stressed the influence of Jared Kushner. It could only be Jared. Trump's son-in-law and aide. I've got to know that Jared's got the paperwork, and he gets it. He gets it. Indeed, he gets it. Do you get it? Are you starting to get it? This conspiracy. This documented conspiracy. Lordy, there's tapes. Somebody denies the reporting of the Washington Post. Just remember, it's all on tape. You know, probably deep fakes, but come back. More devil's advocates. We're live. You can't fake this.
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
You are a rude, terrible person.
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
You're gonna be dead.
I'm your huckleberry.